Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Carlos Santana bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of our day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Mick Fleming is our guest. Mick is the president and the CEO of American Chamber of Commerce Executives, ACCE.org. We got about 1,300 members, chamber members, Mick?
Yeah, about 1,300 members, yeah, around the country, and a couple of dozen of those are elsewhere in the world.
And looking forward to being with all of your folks again this year in Louisville. Your big annual convention is in Louisville coming up in the 1st of August.
Yeah, we'll have including a little gathering at Churchill Downs, so it should
yeah.
be nice.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. So this is our sixth or seventh. I think it's our no, this is our seventh.
Count on
convention.
You. Live at airtime and
exactly.
Right from the site and interviews with members. It's great.
That's right. I'll be broadcasting live from there as I always do. My audience knows, Mick, that I tell them all the time. If they're not a member of their local Chamber of Commerce, I want to know why. Because, Mick, Chambers of Commerce are the only organization in a community, as you know, that cuts across all the boundaries. Politics, education, business, finance, arts, all the different organizations that can put up their walls. The Chamber of Commerce infiltrates and cuts across all those and brings those people together like no other organization can. What do you think?
Well, I think they do, and the thing is, you know, that it remains business led and that kind of participatory governance of chambers that the customer is also the product, you know, to some
mm-hmm.
degree. That those who are members are the owner of the enterprise. They are representatives. They're representatives who run it, who manage, and then they empower my members to actually do the day-to-day work. But, you know, it's just, I think it's interesting that they, you know, remaining a business-led organization in spite of that need to cross all those boundaries, you know, that they recognize that business can't get things done alone. And more and more, I think political leaders are recognizing that they need business at the table in order to make
mm-hmm.
progress on issues like healthcare and education and quality of life. So it's a long tradition. Chris Mead, as you know, is writing an extensive
right.
history of,
right.
of chambers. And
you're executive vice president there, senior vice president Chris Mead. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
he's doing a great job.
I know it. I'm going to be in your offices tomorrow, and he's going to give me a look at his book while I'm there. But you know, the thing about chambers that I think are doing a great job these days is more and more communities are realizing they've got to create education. The education has to be designed so that people who graduate from high schools and colleges, if they can, have the opportunity to stay home, to stay local, and to get a job local. And this is where industry can communicate to education through chambers. Let chambers be the agent, so to speak, the nexus between business and education, to help education tailor the courses, the curriculum, to so that when these people come out and become adults and take their place in the world, they're actually qualified for the jobs that are out there. What do you think?
Well, this is an issue that ACCE, chambers have been involved in for a century, but for ACCE, it's relatively recent as the kind of the foundation world has discovered chambers. And I mentioned before that people find a way to energize this business-led entity at a local level. And when somebody starts talking about how do we do education reform, and they've been trying to do it with kind of just cheerleading from the business community
mm-hmm.
over the last, you know, 20 years, instead they realize, you know, we really need the business community integrated. And they
mm-hmm.
do that because they're employers, and they're the customers of the product to some degree, and
mm-hmm.
that they've got to end up with the educated workforce that they need in the future. But it's also become an interesting economic development thing about whether a community and a region is going to attract talented, educated people, or whether they're going to grow their own. And, you know, kind of both methods work if you end up with that educated workforce.
Mm-hmm.
But the magnet style and attraction style is just so unreliable. I mean, it's so, you can hope you can be like Denver and attract a whole bunch of skilled college graduates.
Right.
But more often than not, you've got to develop your own and hope you can hang on to it.
Grow your own, exactly. Hey, Mick, unfortunately, we've got to wrap it up. We've run out of time. Thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the great work that you do on behalf of small business.
Jim, you're doing great. Thank you for your help.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Mick
Good
Fleming,
deal.
Ladies and gentlemen, President and CEO of American Chamber of Commerce Executives, ACCE.org. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.